the University of Florida and is going to be talking about the citrus breeding program headed up by Fred Gemitter.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Yuan. I'm a PhD student from University of Florida Horticulture Science Department. First, I would like to say thanks to the committee for providing me this opportunity. I'm standing here on behalf of my advisor, Dr. Fred Gemitter. He couldn't make it today, so I try to explain everything as clear as I can. Our project is breeding mandarins that consumers cannot resist. This project is in collaboration with Citrus Research and Education Center and Food and Resource Economics Department, USD Laboratory at Food Peers, as well as Bering, Georgia, and the Florida Department of Citrus. And this project was supported by Citrus Research and Development Foundation, New Variety Development and Management Foundation. The research objectives in our lab include commercialization of new variety, evaluation of selections, selection of super rare candidates, creation of new families, development of parents, and understanding of the market and the genetics of critical quality traits. In 2008, we've performed a consumer mandarin taste test in collaboration with the company Absol Street in three U.S. cities, Baltimore, Chicago, and Tampa. 150 consumers tasted our mandarin hybrids, and this taste test was repeated January, April, and October. From this survey, we found some interesting results. When consumer purchase fresh citrus fruit, the most important factors are freshness and flavor, followed by appearance, juiciness, price. But number of seeds is quite low here, and the size of fruit and ease of peeling. Pomelo, citron, and mandarin are the three ancient ancestors of cultivar citrus. Domestication and distribution of edible citrus type began several thousand years ago in Southeast Asia and spread globally. Generally, mandarin is a commercial and a popular term which refers to citrus fruits, citrus with small, sweet, and easily peeled fruits. We evaluated our mandarin hybrids, used three basic taste descriptors and aroma flavor descriptors, and each one is scaled from 0 to 15. This is a principal component analysis from our data in 2008. Sweet, sour, and bitter are the three basic taste descriptors. Other aroma descriptors such as fresh, floral, and floating on citrus. And here, each point represents our mandarin hybrids. And we can see here floral is quite close to orange aroma. It's here, those two. Then we can see different mandarin hybrids is close to different sensory descriptors, and all of our mandarin hybrids could be distinguished with those sensory descriptors. Then we compared the aroma profiles between two hybrids, 8-9. 8-9 is a mandarin hybrid from Clementine Cross Mineola. And this hybrid, second hybrid is 8-9 Cross Tetriploid Valencia. Compared to 8-9, the 8-9 Cross Valencia contain more fruity aroma compounds. A lower level of terpene aroma active compound and higher level of floral aroma active compounds. And based on our sensory evaluation result, the H-9 smelled more tangerine, and the H-9 cross Valencia tetraploid smell more orangey. We believe those differences comes from the difference on genetic background. For the H-9 cross Valencia, there are more contribution from sweet orange, and for this one, there are more genetic contribution from only mandarin. Then we studied fruit quality traits in an F1 population from Fortune cross Marcot. Marcot is a major mandarin cultivar in Florida. We found a negative correlation between fruit weight, fruit diameter, and the soluble solids and the tetrable acidity. This means that in this population, larger fruit always come with lower level of sugar and acid. And we also found a positive correlation between peel color and juice color. And this correlation is really consistent over different samplings. Then we built a genetic map for this F1 population with 749 SNPs, and combined with our phenotypic data, we identified 42 QTLs for all the fruit characteristics except seed number. And here we reported a major QTL interval for colors. This QTL interval for Florido color and juice color is really consistent over different samplings. Then we searched the Clementine genome sequence, and we found two candidates, phytoin PDS1 and CCD4. Phytoin desturation is the first reaction in the carotenoid biosynthesis pathway, and CCD4 was already identified as a large QTL which control carotenoid content in Arabidopsis seeds. Then we choose the QTL nearest molecular markers to genotype other 13 citrus selections, and we found some significant association between SNP and phenotypic level. For example, here, the molecular M532 for the phenotypic level juice color A over B ratio. The p-value is significant for this phenotypic level between heterozygous and homozygous group. Such association between molecular markers and phenotypic level can also be found from other three SNPs. SNP M317, which is for phenotypic level soluble solids content over tetrable acidity ratio, and other two, M358, M1336 for the Florido color A over B ratio. This is a really preliminary result, but those kind of association between molecular markers and phenotypic level reveal the potential of marker-assisted selection for mandarin breeding. And we believe before release to plant breeder, we have to validate them in other citrus selections and segregating populations under multiple seasons to verify the validation of those SNPs. Then we also studied aroma flavors in this F1 population, and we identified 148 aroma compounds. The larger class include terpene, substrate terpene, alcohol, aldehyde, and esters. And the biggest one is terpene, due to one of the monoterpene laminin, which could take more than 75% of the total yield in juice. We found most of the correlation between volatiles a positive correlation, more than 90%, and we believe those correlations involve volatiles either from the same class or from the same biosynthesis pathway. But we didn't find any correlation between fruit characteristics and volatile yield. I highlight some correlation here, but this correlation is not consistent over samplings. We either didn't find any correlation between juice color and carotenoid-derived volatiles in this affluent population. And combine our volatiles phenotypic data, we identified 28 QTLs for 10 aroma-active compounds. But most of those QTLs are not consistent over samplings. And you can see here, the same QTL interval can control volatiles from same or different chemical class. And we have validated those SNPs in other 13 citrus selections. We didn't find any significant association between volatiles level and those SNPs. As I mentioned before, in the consumer taste test, one of our citrus hybrids, 965, which tastes best of all, 25% of consumers show extremely like, and 31% very like. And this citrus hybrids ranked first on the following attributes: overall appearance, overall flavor, red color, acidity, size of fruit, and likely to buy. Then we released this Mandarin hybrid in 2009. The commercial name is Sugar Bell. It is a cross between Clementine and Manilola Tangelo, but it's early maturity and super real flavor, few to no seeds. And this is the first citrus cultivar released by University of Florida. Here is a summary. Sensory evaluation can assist the characterization of new Mandarin hybrids. A consumer panel can determine the important characteristics of fruit and preferred hybrids. And we believe molecular markers may be applied in marker assisted selection for Mandarin fruit improvement. And this is another two pictures for the sugar bell. And thank you for listening.
We have time for a few questions. Yes?
Yeah, thank you. One of the criteria that you mentioned was number one in your mall surveys was freshness. And I'm wondering what that means.
The result is it's based on this question, how important is each of the following attributes? And the result is based on the answer for this question and from the 101 adults to answer this question.
My question is, I understand what flavor and appearance mean, but what is a consumer judging the freshness with an orange?
Maybe they just smell. I'm not sure. I'm not familiar.
What they're referring to is how fresh the fruit is, so it's fresh from harvest. In other words, not hanging around all kinds of store, not tasting old.
Maybe not shriveled
appearance, stuff like that. So this is just that something, fresh from harvest.
Well, it's the harvest time.
My question is also about this slide, so thanks for putting that up. I'm really surprised that seed number and ease of peeling and even the size of the fruit are the lowest on this consumer perception scale. Do those data make sense for you as a fruit breeder, as someone involved in the industry, that's what consumers think?
Actually, we were surprised too, because we believe flavor is the second important one, that's true.
Yeah.
But number of seeds, we have no idea, because you know the one of the important cultivar in supermarket Clementine, and we think one of the factors because they have no seeds, and especially for kids.
Yeah.
But we don't know why this one here is so low.
Yeah.
We have no idea.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.